This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. They cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting the chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Happy Monday. Welcome in. Willard and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. Mark Randy in for Mark Willard alongside Dan Dibley as always. Dibs, hope you had a good weekend. How you doing?
Yeah, Grandy, I'm doing great. How are you, my brother?
I am on cloud nine. It was one of the best weekends I've had in a long time. I'm coming off of consecutive incredible weekends. 2 weekends ago, wedding down in New Orleans. That was a lot of fun. This weekend, if you're watching on YouTube or Twitch, you see what I'm wearing. My Ducks got the biggest win of the weekend, Dibs. And Niners playing Thursday. It kind of frees up the rest of the Sunday to watch everything else going on in the NFL. A nice weekend, full of football, full of wins. I'm feeling great.
That's so great. And I had kind of a Saturday for the ages as a parent of a young kid where you go early to the pumpkin patch and you get back and it's nap time and you start watching college football.
Yeah.
And I tuned into that Oregon State or that Oregon Ohio State game and I'm thinking, you know, I'm just going to try to find a way to watch this and be able to needle Grandy for Oregon not being quite good enough at Ohio State.
They tried to lose. They tried their best.
Everyone is saying that Ohio State, they're going to win it. Like, forget the whole thing about the 8-team tournament. Ohio State's going to win the Natty, and then Oregon keeps hanging around, and you guys win the game, and I'm thinking, this is no good for me, needling Grandy. I got to come up with a different playbook for Monday.
Can't get under my skin that easily.
No, not after
anymore.
That. And then yesterday, the NFL slate goes almost perfectly according to plan. And I hate, and I don't root for injury, but Detroit, my God, they look so good. And then they lose Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah.
And Dallas, go ahead and bye-bye. Fire your coach now.
You're writing them off? All
Philadelphia,
over?
You're done too. Both those teams, like, who's going to lose their coach first, Philly or Dallas?
Philly's on fire despite the fact that the Eagles won yesterday.
Right, because their coach is an idiot. Their coach is out there like shouting down fans and acting like a fool. And meanwhile, Dallas and McCarthy, I'd be surprised if he lasted the rest of this month because that thing is broken.
Yeah, it does not look good. And we'll hear from Jerry Jones a little bit later, but he, of course, said, I haven't even thought about changing coaches up to this point. Maybe he's thinking now, even if he was telling the truth, but that's got to be something that the Cowboys do consider at some point. And then you're right, the Eagles are a mess, despite the fact that they won. I mean, they barely beat the Browns. That should qualify as a loss. The Browns might be the most gutless team in the NFL at this point. And it's all leading into Chiefs Week, Dibs, as we were just talking about with Steiny and Guru on the crossover. Super Bowl rematch is now 6 days away. Niners and Chiefs here at Levi's. It'll be the fourth time that Niners have played the Chiefs going back to that Super Bowl to close out the 2019 season. Of course, they played in the regular season 2 years ago, just before Brock Purdy took over when Jimmy Garoppolo went down. That was Christian McCaffrey's first game as a 49er. The Niners have lost all three of those games, including, of course, both in the Super Bowl. But Dibs, this is an opportunity to finally get that monkey off your back, and I know you get a win on Sunday against the Chiefs doesn't mean that you're now a Super Bowl champion or your one win in the regular season somehow masks the two losses in the Super Bowl, but this is a big deal. It's the Kansas City Chiefs, undefeated, the only team that has stood in your way recently from winning at least one Super Bowl, if not multiple, and you have a chance on your home field to finally get that monkey off your back, to get over 500. This is a gigantic week. Chiefs off a bye, Niners off a mini bye. You got a lot of time to prep and prepare and rest and plan for this game, much like you did in the Super Bowl when you have 2 full weeks between games. This is good. This is an awesome week, and it's a huge game coming up for the 49ers.
It's huge, but I don't want to characterize it as monkey off the back. It's more like a sea monkey off your back, which is a brine shrimp. It's a tiny little sea monkey. It's not the real monkey off your back, and you don't get to get the monkey off your back until you get another Lombardi. And I know you, if you beat Kansas City, that's good, and it's big.
So even if you beat Buffalo in the Super Bowl, that's the monkey off the back?
Correct.
Still?
If you beat whoever in the Super Bowl, that's the monkey off your back. But to win a regular season game at home where you're favored, that's a nice win. It's not a monkey off your back. Even though it's the team that's beaten you now 4 times in a row, Shanahan's never beaten them. They've beaten you in 2 straight Super Bowls. This is not the full-on Steve Young monkey off the back. This would be, if you win, a good win, and you go to 4-3, and you give them their first loss of the year, and you get a little bit of momentum going into Dallas, and we already mentioned that Dallas feels like a broken team, and if you beat Dallas, now you're 5-3 going into the bye, and now you feel again like a real Super Bowl contending team. This is not, for me, monkey off the back territory, but this would be something you've never done in the Shanahan era. You've never beaten Andy and Patrick, and you know Casey's coming off a bye, and you're coming off a mini bye, and it's the biggest game on Sunday. So, yeah, I'm not going to say it's not a big game. It's a huge game, maybe the biggest game of the year, but it's not, in my opinion, a monkey off the back game.
I don't know. I mean, there's got to be some kind of emotional response tied up to this, and I get maybe it's different for fans versus the team themselves. I mean, for the team itself, it's another game. You're coming off of the mini bye, of course. You feel a little bit better physically as you go into this game, but you look across on the other side. You tell Fred Warner just another game, he's not going to feel that way, Dibs. Fred Warner is more fired up for this game, and that's saying something because he's always fired up and ready to play. But Fred Warner, having seen his running mate go down with an Achilles injury the last time these two teams played in February, having suffered maybe the two most, disappointing losses of his career to this very same team, knowing full well not everything is on the line like it was in those two last matchups, but this has got to mean a little something more to Fred Warner. This game against the Kansas City Chiefs means more than Week 5 against the Arizona Cardinals. This means a lot, and it's only heightened because you are 3-3, and a loss, you're right back below 500. Probably won't be leading the division anymore.
And that's a good point. And, you know, you look at the NFL, and right now there are 2 undefeated teams, one of whom you've already played and they beat you. Yep. And the other one is a team that you haven't beaten in 10 years. And last time you beat them, none of these players were on the Niners, and the coach wasn't the coach, and the GM wasn't the GM.
When was the last time the Niners beat the Chiefs?
It was 2014. The last time they won, it was back in October 5th of 2014. Niners 22 and Kansas City 17. That was a game that was in San Francisco. Travis Kelce, actually, with a touchdown catch from Alex Smith.
Yeah, Alex Smith. So they also played 2018. That was the game when Jimmy Garoppolo tore his ACL running towards the sideline.
Yep.
Yeah.
38-27. That and then you've Kansas got a couple of games in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
February, we won't talk about, yeah. And then a game in October 23rd, which was 44-23, and that was, I think, that Christian McCaffrey's first game, right, where he
Correct.
Played.
He was acquired that week. He didn't start, played like a small amount of snaps.
Right, so yeah. You got four straight for Kansas City, and yeah, this one is big, and, you know, you got six more days to get hyped up for it, and the Niners are going to be coming off of their mini-bye, and we'll get more injury updates as we get closer to it. I know Ricky Pearsall is going to be out there today practicing. I don't expect that he'll be able to go, but Jordan Mason, Matthew Wright, the kicker. We've got other questions about injuries, and hopefully by the end of the show today, we'll have more information on those people.
I think today is a player's day off for the 49ers, and then they get back out to the practice field tomorrow.
I know that Ricky Pearsall is going to be out there today, so maybe it's a limited day.
Oh, you're right. They are.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is a player's day off. Yeah, right. my fault. Yeah, so they are out there. Yeah, practice is going on right now, and then the locker room will open in a little bit, and we'll probably get some sound coming in from that. So we have that to look forward to. But yeah, Ricky Pearsall opening his practice window, which means you have 3 weeks to activate him and play him. I know your prediction is probably going to be true. He's not going to play till after the bye. So don't expect him this week. Certainly not this week. Probably don't expect him next week against the Cowboys. Then you activate him during the bye week, get him ready for what would that be, week 7, 8,
week 10.
Ready for week 10.
Week 10.
Yeah.
And you have 3 weeks to do it. So if you open it today, you've got a game on November 10th, which would be 3 weeks actually from, I think, now. Actually, you'd activate him before that game. Yeah. You'd activate him during the bye week. And, you know, you kind of have to do that to allow him to return once you open his practice window, which is open now. So no KC, probably no Dallas, and then the bye, and then he comes back at Tampa. But for now, you get into this day, this Monday, and we could look back at yesterday a little bit more in detail, but the way you sit now, 3-3, it has not been seamless. It's been a little bit up and down,
yeah,
but
a lot of
here you
up
go.
And down.
Kansas City comes to town, and you aren't fully healthy. Neither are they, and the point spread says it's a toss-up game. You're a one-point favorite. It's going to be a marquee spot at 125, and you got to be fired up if you're a Niner fan.
You got to be fired up. And what Steiny and Goo told us, that they only got a couple of calls saying that, you know, we're out for blood, we hate Kansas City. I mean, that was almost offensive to me. This is the only team, the only reason why I haven't seen a Super, one of the only reasons why I haven't seen a Super Bowl championship for the 49ers in my lifetime. It's these freaking Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes. And you have to have respect for them. Mahomes is obviously incredible, although quietly And it hasn't been very good this year. We could talk about that later as well. But you got to be fired up for this game. So Niner fans, shoot us a call. Give us a text, 888-957-9570. How fired up are you for this game? I know Dibs, you feel like, for some of the players, maybe it doesn't mean quite as much as for the fans. But there's no doubt in my mind this is going to be a raucous environment at Levi's Stadium. And ever since the schedule came out, ever since you found out that you were going to be playing the Kansas City Chiefs, you'd had this game circled. You were hoping maybe you were 5-1, at the worst 4-2 going into this game. Maybe if things broke right, you were 6-0. So we weren't quite expecting 3-3. But to me, Dibs, all that does is reinforce how important this game is. And if the 49ers come out, and at the very least, you don't see that fire, you don't see that intensity like we saw in the first half in Seattle, by the way, the defense, maybe the most we've seen them ever swarm in a game so far this year. If you don't see that kind of energy and effort and enthusiasm, I don't know what's going to get this team up. Because if a Week 7 game, when you're 3-3 against the team that just beat you in the Super Bowl, doesn't get you ready for a game, then I'm not sure what will.
Right, and it's not going to be that hot. So for fans,
you're not going to be 100.
No, exactly. Yeah. So from a fan standpoint, I give you a pass in the last home game against Arizona because it was so hot tough to really be a fan in the sunny side and when it's 100 degrees. This will not be that. It's probably going to be in the high 70s, maybe low 80s. It's going to be a beautiful day out there, and it's Kansas City. And the Chiefs' offense is not what we are used to seeing, and it wasn't the same offense even from the first Super Bowl. It's more closely resembling the offense you saw last year in the Super Bowl, and that offense you controlled until overtime when you didn't control them. And, you know, the defense had lost Dre Greenlaw by then, and they were a little bit fatigued when they had to go back out there for overtime. No excuses, but this offense that you're going to face is somewhat containable, and you don't have Isaiah Pacheco, you don't have Rashee Rice. You should be able to, as a defense getting better, getting more comfortable with Nick Sorensen, you should be able to at least hold your own water. And then on the other side, the offense, even with all of the other pieces you've had come in, the offense has still been very productive with Garendo and with Ayuk and with Debo and, you know, all the rest of the pieces that you've had filling in for some of the other starters.
Yeah, despite some of the offensive issues, and specifically it's the red zone, I mean, the offense is still putting up points. 36 in Seattle, and we can point to a number of areas where they got to be better, but you're still putting up points. This is going to come down, I think, to the Niners defense against Patrick Mahomes and the offense. We can dive more into the X's and O's as the week goes along. Mark Willard will be back tomorrow. It's Mark Randy alongside Dan Dibley today here on Willard and Dibs. And let's go out to the phones here. Let's sneak in a call before we hit our first break. Up first is Victor, who's in Albany. Victor, I know you want to talk about Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. What do you got, Victor? You're on Willard and Dibs.
You have to realize that you're playing against Patrick Mahomes and the referees. There's been no holding calls in two Super Bowls. And there's very timely pass interference calls, and you replay it over and over, and your blind grandma can see that it's pass interference. So I'm not a Patrick Mahomes fan, just like I'm not a Braves fan, but the refs are definitely helping the guy out.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Victor. And that's right, Dibs.
Yeah, it's brutal.
The refs in the Chiefs' pocket.
So it's 19 on 11 every snap.
Mm-hmm.
You got the 8 refs and you've got the 11 Chiefs. And God forbid we go to New York, because as we saw this last weekend or last Thursday, that doesn't go your way either.
Yeah. So the NFL's out to get the Niners, Dibs. There's no doubt about it.
I'm going to petition the Niners to just not even play the game at all because, you know, the refs are going to be against them. So why even bother showing up? I mean, come on, what are we doing here? What are we doing? Yes, there have been a couple of high-profile holding calls that Niner fans want that were not called. Does that mean that automatically now that the NFL is pro-Chiefs and anti-Niners?
They're pro-Taylor Swift is what they
are. That's what it is.
Yeah.
You sound like Guru now. You know, it's the Guru material coming out. Yeah, and ultimately, you have to be, and this is never a comfortable thing to hear, but you have to be better than bad calls, and the Niners were on Thursday. There was a really, really bad call.
Yeah.
That was a game-ending call that should have gone their way and didn't, and it was 99.9 or 100% clear-cut. That is a call that you should have gotten, and Kyle Shanahan actually got a call from the league office saying, yeah, we blew that one, and even though they blew it, There's nothing that they could do about it, and yet the Niners overcame it. So you need to be better than Kansas City enough to where you are free from a bad call costing you a win.
Yeah, you certainly hope so. We'll see how it all plays out coming up on Sunday. Niners and Chiefs, 125. We're 6 days away. It's Chiefs week, and we're getting fired up. Give us a call. Shoot us a text, 888-957-9570. We are brought to you by Robert Half. More Willard and Dibs with Grandy in for Willard next on 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.